just telling these guys about the story of a kid who was a two-time vehicle thief.
Nice.
He's in Bangor, Maine. He's a 12-year-old kid.
He's 12?
He just took a van over the weekend. He stole a van, but he's the same kid you might remember from like a month and a half ago who stole a school bus. So it was all over Facebook and on the internet. This kid stole a school bus in May and was charged with joyriding. And, like, you know, he's 12. I guess they kind of worked it out. Well, now he's charged with stealing a van and driving it through the city streets.
Nice.
He was driving at 4 in the morning, a white Kia van.
He's 12 and he was out at 4 in the morning?
That's correct.
Let me guess. No dad around? Mom's a drunk?
They don't mention either, so you may be right.
Yeah.
Because he's anonymous, so, you know, they don't give too many clues about his family. The officer... And boy, was he doing a good job of officing. He noticed the van driving around without headlights, front end damage, and dragging a part of the front bumper on the pavement.
Nice.
So the kid, before the cop saw him, probably hit a few things.
Right.
The cop tries to pull him over. The 12-year-old, no, decides not to. Keeps driving. Won't pull over. So the cop says, oh, yeah?
The kid's got a bright future.
He takes his cruiser and he rams the back of the van in the driver's side rear. That's the only way he could get it to stop. So they get the 12-year-old kid, you know, and now he's gonna they're going to decide what to do with him, whether he goes into some sort of like rehab house.
And now the drunk mother will sue the police department because the kid got hurt in the accident when the cop had to ram the car to stop their delinquent 12-year-old.
It's the only way he could stop it.
Right, I'm sure.
12 years old, he's already got two vehicles under his belt. Did you guys have that guy in school who did weird stuff like that, like stole stupid stuff or did stupid things?
Because
I had a friend, he didn't steal a car. But, like, he would, like, steal the glass beakers from chemistry. Like, he was that guy. And then he'd throw them and explode them in the parking lot.
Dude, I stole the, like, Deer Park High School's got a front circle. And it was right around Halloween. And I walked in. Inside the front doors of the high school, there was a fire extinguisher. I knew right next to the auditorium. So if you walk in the front doors, boom, you go walking right into the auditorium. Right to the left, there was a fire extinguisher. I needed that fire extinguisher for Halloween. I walked in. I parked my car up. My friends were in the car. I parked my car up, ran in, grabbed the fire extinguisher, ran to the car. Case closed. Boom. Gone.
Isn't that the front of the school, though?
Front of the school. Yeah, it wasn't.
Windows, dude,
it
wasn't during classrooms, like, principal's office, looking out on the driveway you pulled into?
It wasn't during, like, third period or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was, like, after school was over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And everything was cool. And then, like, 3 days later, one of the English teachers, Miss Lowry, Polly Lowry, she pulls me aside. She goes, Mr. Parisi, I need to talk to you. She had a little bit of a southern thing. Ooh. And I go, what's up? She goes, someone stole... And I'm like, oh, no way. She goes, someone stole the American flag from my classroom. I go, yeah. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't take it. And I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know you know who did it. I go, Ms. Lowry, I swear to you, I have no idea who stole your flag. She goes, let me explain to you how this is going to work. The other day, I witnessed you pull your car up into the front circle, and you came inside, and when you came inside, you had nothing in your hands, but when you walked back out those doors, you had a fire extinguisher in your hands. So you're going to find out who stole my flag and have... I'm like, I'm being shaken down
She's
by an English teacher.
That's totally awesome.
She's like, by the end of the week, I'm going to have my American flag back in my classroom, or you're going to have some problems with that fire extinguisher. I go, all right, now I'm thinking to myself, I have to go swipe a flag from... They're in all the classrooms. I got to go swipe a flag from another classroom and put it in hers. So I'm like, I start asking around, who's got the flag? Who's got the flag? Mm-hmm. I find out it's this guy, Joe.
Mm.
I go, Joe, like, dude, you know that flag you swiped? Mm. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, that flag you stole, I said, get it back in Miss Lowry's classroom. He goes, I don't know. I go, Joe, go steal another friggin' flag. Just get that flag back, because I didn't want to have to deal with the nonsense, and then we ended up bringing it back.
So you got the flag.
Got the flag, returned it.
Never had to return a fire extinguisher?
I don't know if he got the flag, but got a flag. No, and I had the fire extinguisher for Halloween. Fun, right? Deer Park High School. I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Same guy who stole the beakers. I just remember he stole a wrestling mat from the gym. When Artie, the phys ed guy, had to go in his office for a phone call. Gray, flat wrestling mat, out the side door, poof, threw it out in the grass. Later in the afternoon, we got out of school, put it in the back of his truck. I don't know what he ever did with it,
but
it was hysterical
match.
That he stole a wrestling mat.
Yeah.
It was like, that's what I mean, stupid stuff. This guy would just, beakers, wrestling mats.
Maybe he was playing Jimmy Snooker with his friends, I don't know.
Do you guys have that guy? 955 WBAB. High school was generally the time that it went bad. WBAB, Roger and JP, 656. 955-WBAB, if you ever had that kid in high school, even grammar school, that used to steal stuff for like almost no good reason, or he was that guy. We got a 12-year-old who's already got two vehicles under his belt.
And you know what? Somebody's going to be like, yeah, he'll be at a party in a year from, you know, a few years when he gets older, and he's going to be like, some guy at a party is going to be like, yeah, when I was a kid, I took my mom's car out for a ride. I picked up my friends. Yeah. This guy's going to be like, pfft. I had two vehicle thefts by the time I was 12, and one of them was a school bus. Your story sucks.
You got nothing. Eric has got a story. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, there's a walking bridge that goes from Spur Drive over to East Dyson High School.
Yeah,
for the kids. If you notice, there's cement barriers in front of it. That's because in 81, my friend stole the principal's Volkswagen and drove it onto that thing and wedged in there.
Nice.
Wedged it and left it there?
I left it there. He had to climb out the sunroof or the moonroof, whatever it is, on an old VW.
And that's the reason they have cement blockers.
Yeah, on both sides, yeah, so you can't get up there. They put them up about a month after that.
That is sweet. Didn't know that story.
I wish kids were still doing that kind of stuff. I really do. I really do. That would be
great. Oh, I think they are.
I don't know, man.
955-WBAB if you knew that guy or you were that guy. 658-102.3-WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. Come on! 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 702. Stories of that guy or those kids who they just stole stuff when you're high school, maybe grammar school. They just did it. Just that was their thing. I had a guy who stole a wrestling mat out the side door of a gym. You know, JP's got his buddies. What was the thing your guy stole?
Don't worry about it.
an American flag for no reason, you know?
That was nothing.
955-WBAB.
That's the radio-friendly one you get.
Hi, BAB. Who's this?
JB from Brentwood.
What's up?
Now, you said steal something from school that was not useful.
Well, you know, a lot of guys stole stupid stuff just for kicks, you know?
There was always something out of the science class that was very useful back then. Come on, JP. What is it? A triple
beam.
There you go.
What's that?
For scales. If you were selling weed, you had to have a triple bead to weigh it.
needed that for work.
Right.
So you guys stole the scales.
Yeah, but I didn't steal I didn't steal the scales.
JP did.
Dude, they had those in our school. They had those triple beams locked up like it was a medicine closet at a hospital.
Remember, I said I went to Brentwood.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Later, dude.
Have a good day.
All right, if you got any others, 955-WBAB. It's 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. It's fun to talk about.
It puts me right back there.
It's Roger and JP. Just take those off! 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 707. Cloudy, some rain showers today, and a high of 75.
If Ted went to high school in Brooklyn, they probably just stuck to kidnapping. They just stole people.
Yeah. Now we had these two guys, Ike and Cedric, and they would just steal money out of everybody's bag. They knew where everybody, especially the girls, kept like their money in their backpacks and things.
Okay.
And they would just go in and they just swiped everything.
Ike and Cedric.
Yeah. They were the dynamic duo.
Hey, good morning, BAB. You got a story? Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, JP, I got one for you. I was also in Brentwood back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the principal used to drive, I guess it was a Honda Civic back then. The thing was the size of like a big Tonka truck. And he pissed the football guys off, so they picked his car up and stuck it in the vestibule.
I love that.
The best.
Those stories where the auto shop guys would take the principal's car apart and put it back together in the gym.
Yeah.
You know.
Billy Mack, Private Eye, told the story of a VW bug, I think, they put on the top of the backstop.
On the backstop.
That's classic.
Yeah.
They put it in front of the vestibule sideways, and there was like maybe 2 inches of room on each side of it. So there was no way that car was getting out of there.
That's great. Awesome.
That is great.
Hey, thanks. And just so classic, the principal's car always seemed to be economical, and somebody find a way to either move it by picking it up or taking it apart and rebuilding it.
I just got a text message from a friend of mine. He wasn't in school, but they got 50 cases of beer and 10 cases of Absolut out of the post office cafe a week before graduation. On the last day of school, I couldn't believe the nerds drinking straight Absolut at 8 a.m. in the morning. That's still one of my favorite days of high school was senior cutout day. Not senior cutout day. We just went and left school, and we were all drinking at the pools. And I took, like, this kid Dave, like the French horn player guy who couldn't get the French horn locker, super nerd, gay guy. We had him out of there. We just started swiping kids. Get in the car. And we were all drinking, doing funnels. The principal showed up. It was just like, don't drive
at the pools?
Yeah, the park pools.
Oh,
it was great. That was one of, to this day, one of my favorite days of my life that day.
And most talked about, I'm sure, among all
the kids that never hung out, the kids that never did anything, everybody was cool that one day, and everybody was just drinking and doing funnels, and music was going, and that was a good day. And the principals show up, and they do nothing. They just look, shake their heads, like, just don't drive. Pull right out of the pool. They took off. Now the SWAT team would be helicopters dropping, Coast Guard in the middle of the land, the Coast Guard show up, you know.
Homeland Security, high school kids. It's 7:09, just a few minutes away from the first clues for Dead Guy in the Envelope. And then, of course, guys, tomorrow night, if you haven't downloaded your passes yet, if you're a contractor, it's the Contractor Appreciation Party at the Emporium in Patchogue. Download them today at WBAB.com. Free food, drink specials, make a lot of connections. Hey, maybe make more money per week. Plus live music from Joe Rock and the All-Stars with special guests, including...